This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, dial toll-free Live Sunday edition. You may take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Still to come here tonight, the latest chapter in Economics in One Lesson, the Chapter 8 is what we're going to be discussing here tonight. Maybe you've been reading it along with us here, Johnny Ray and I and Daryl. Been doing a chapter-by-chapter review slash book club thing here on a weekly basis, so we'll get into that coming up in moments. Also, Mexico keeping troops in the streets. We'll tell you more about that. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. There's also an update out of the Uber case in California and in Venezuela. We've got more details on the insane currency recall that happened last week. Would love to talk about all that. But, of course, your calls come first if you make them. You can dial in toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. Also, you can Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl in the studio here with you tonight. Let's go first, though, to Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. You know, New Mexico right now, we are shortage of 500 school teachers.
You're short 500? Is that what you said, short?
Yeah, shortage of, they all ran off out of our state.
Oh, no. So, why is that?
You know something? I'm trying to figure out why. The thing is that, what's interesting is that, you know, the New Mexico, we have the third lowest test scores. The worst states are Mississippi and Louisiana.
So what do you want to do about it?
Well, you know what? My question is, how are they going to make us even more dumber than what we are? I mean,
more dumber.
I mean, they're going to make us even more deaf because we don't have any teachers left over. But, you know, I just want to say all thanks to our Republican governor. She's been in office for 6 years. I was told that she was jacking up the labor teachers' labor unions. She put out all these physical tests for the students, and they all ran off. The thing is that we have a teacher shortage nationwide. People, they're not enrolling. Like, they're not going to school to become teachers.
Well, who can blame people for not wanting to be a teacher in a government school? I mean, it's not exactly, to go back to our previous caller, a monopsony, but the government is essentially the major buyer of teaching services. As far as, you know, if you want to be a teacher, most of the jobs that are available are going to be from the government school system. And, well, what do you know? They are a really crappy system. And, you know, it sucks to work for them because you don't actually get to innovate for the most part as a teacher. You kind of have to follow the prescribed schedule, the accepted methods of teaching, what's the big thing that's offensive these days with
Common Core?
Common Core, that's what it's called. You got to do the Common Core thing. A lot of people are upset about that. It's just not a very freedom-oriented job where you really get to be outstanding or bring something different or fresh to the table. So who can blame someone for not wanting to work in that environment? What's your solution, Sarah?
Well, it's amazing because I'm really frustrated because, like I said, the intel, they're moving out because they can't find any people to hire because they lied on the application and the interview, and it turns out they can't read anything.
Wait, teachers?
Who can't read?
You're saying some of the teachers who are applying couldn't actually read?
No. I'm talking about we have, like, a business, like, for example, Intel. They were established there. They can't find trained workers. They're not educated enough.
Oh, you're saying that the people who are graduating...
She's jumping topics from looking for teachers to looking for employees.
She's suggesting that the employees, the potential employees, are bad because of the teacher shortage, that if there were only more teachers, then the Intel or the applications at Intel would be more likely to be able to read. Is that what you're saying?
hire anybody from New Mexico because they're so poorly educated.
Well, that seems like a ridiculous thing to say. Now, maybe it's true that New Mexico is having a so-called shortage of teachers, but I'm pretty sure Intel doesn't have a little checkbox on their form that says, "We're sorry, but if you're from New Mexico, you need not apply." Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. So, you know, you made that part up. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What is the solution, though? I mean, there are a lot of problems in education. I kind of asked Sarah, knowing that she wouldn't really have one.
Right.
But, you know, what if a shortage of teachers is the problem? What is the solution?
I'm not sure I'm going to answer your question with my next statement. Mm-hmm. But what I was going to say was that a shortage is a temporary situation. If you want 500 teachers and you've got the money for it, then you hire your 500 teachers.
You start paying
if they're not hiring on at the price you're offering, you up the price.
That's right.
That's a temporary shortage. Right. But in the paradigm we have in the U.S. where the overwhelming majority of educators are public employees, your 500 teacher shortage is, that's just somebody's opinion. You can't have, without competition, you can't know if you have too many teachers or not enough teachers.
Yeah, that's a great point.
It's just your opinion and the story you're telling.
Some
right,
bureaucrat.
And part of this is, you know, you've got bureaucrats sitting around saying, we want to have X number of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's this whole thing of class size. We need classes to be smaller so that people can learn better.
Well, the idea there is that the teacher can spend more time with each student if the class size is smaller.
Right. And I've heard people say that, you know, schools should have class sizes of like 15 students per teacher.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in school, I think we had somewhere
30.
Between 25 to 30.
Yeah.
And there are some schools that they will include every school worker when they do their tabulations of student-teacher ratio.
Hmm, so including the janitor?
They'll count the janitor. They'll just look of, oh, we've got this many people working at the school, divide that by the number of students, mm-hmm. and therefore we have X as the student-teacher ratio. And then other schools will only count the teachers. So, you know, people flub the numbers all the time. But it really comes down to some bureaucrat saying we should have X, even though you don't necessarily need X. They just want X. And then, well, we don't have X, so we're going to subtract and say we're short.
Right, and what good does having more teachers do if they're really not that great in the first place? So if you've
right.
got two teachers, but they're both not that great, you know, that's not going to necessarily increase the educational acuity of the students.
Right, and there was a study that I had stumbled across. I didn't save in the show prep folder, but I stumbled across, and it ranked different school districts on how difficult it is to fire teachers that get tenured.
Mm.
And there were some of the school districts where it ranked as nearly impossible.
Which means the terrible teachers are stuck there. You cannot dislodge them. You cannot get rid of them.
Right.
And then there was, I remember, was it John Stossel that did a story about the New York school district teachers that will sit in a class, like they'll get in trouble with the school district for some sort of misbehavior, but because they can't be fired due to union rules, they actually send them into like some sort of detention class, basically, where they just sit there all day long and do absolutely nothing and collect
like
a paycheck.
Teacher warehouse, and they play solitaire.
Yeah. So you've seen that?
Yeah, I remember that.
It's crazy. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like how, what was it, GM had the employees that, well, they're part of the union, they can't be fired, all right, you're doing crossword puzzles today.
Yeah, there was some of that happening in the show Silicon Valley. I don't know if either of you have seen that show. It's a Mike Judge show on HBO. It's very, very funny. And so they had this like mega corporation that's sort of like Google, basically. And there's a group of employees who were like that it was too risky to like let them go or something. So they would just put them up on the roof and they just hung out and got high all day. And that was, and they got paychecks for it. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The government schools, you've got a couple of problems. There's a bunch of problems, but one is centralized bureaucracy, central command and control. control tends to not make the best decisions in the marketplace. And then you add to that the teachers' unions that make it even harder for any good decisions to get made. 855-450-FREE, and you get a total mess. You could share us your thoughts with us here. This is Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
Thanks for calling Soma Biotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Soma Biotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Soma Biotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Soma Biotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We thought we saw another Tipsy Elves sweater out and about in the wild tonight at the local burger when we were having our weekly social meetup, Daryl. You noticed somebody was wearing a sweater that was very similar to the one that you have. These are ugly Christmas sweaters from TipsyElves.com. Specifically, this one was the reindeer having sex.
Yes. His was red, and the reindeer were smaller, which I think Tipsy Elves carries that version of the sweater as well, which is why I was wondering if he got his from Tipsy Elves.
You should have asked him.
We didn't ask, yeah. It was a good question. TipsyElves.com is where you can go get yours and save 20%. Now, look, over at TipsyElves.com, their sweaters are all about fun. They've got some ridiculous, outrageous, hilarious designs, including some brand new ones for 2016. But they're serious about quality and construction. I really like mine because it keeps me warm. You can go to tipsyelves.com and you can get yours there for 20% off. But not just ridiculous Christmas sweaters. They've also got outrageous Christmas suits for men, for women, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. And also they've got collegiate designs, which obviously have nothing to do with Christmas. So if you are into college sports, you'll probably find some cool stuff there as well. Head over to tipsyelves.com. And to get the 20% discount, when you load up your shopping cart and go to checkout, just enter code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Code FTL will save you 20% off the entire site, so their whole inventory, over at tipsyelves.com. Again, code FTL. As we continue here, you can share your thoughts. We were discussing the government school system in the United States. Sarah was claiming they are in dire need of 500 teachers. But, Daryl, you actually found the story about this, and it turns out she wasn't quite accurate, as she tends not to be.
Correct. There are 600 open positions at schools in New Mexico. Most of those are teaching jobs, but there are also vacancies for counselors, social workers, speech therapists, and administrators, and at least 200 of those positions in Albuquerque are for substitute teachers, so not even full-time teachers.
An even more thankless job than a regular teaching gig in the government schools. Yeah, the benefits of working for a school system are probably pretty good, but there's a lot of frustration involved with working for this one-size-fits-all near monopoly. Not quite. Right. There are still private schools out there, but everyone is forced to pay for these government schools. If you're sending your kids to a private school, you are likely paying for the government schools and then paying on top of that to send your kids to a private school.
Correct.
So it, you know, even though it's not technically a monopoly as far as it being the only service provider in any given area,
they definitely have, you know, the bulk of the services.
Like 90% of students. 90% of students are probably going to the government schools.
Right, and that's large enough to where most people would say that's a monopoly.
Right, like I say, because technically it's not, but they're more monopolistic
than
anyone.
U.S. Steel back in the late 1800s, I think they controlled like 80% of the market, and they were considered a monopoly.
Well, but by definition, that's not really a monopoly, is it? Isn't a monopoly only one? I'm sure there's some exception to where, you know, if they dominate a market, they're called.
According to the government, they were a monopoly.
So, anyway, you're welcome to comment, maybe work within the government school system. What are some of the reasons why it's frustrating to work there? Why would you want to quit? Are you considering leaving? And if so, why is the reason? Is it because the federal government is cramming down too many rules on your local school system? Is it because the local bureaucrats, the school board, the school superintendent is too overbearing and controlling? The state laws, are they too restrictive? I mean, because you've got so many different levels of control with these government schools, it's just insane. I've heard that the federal government just loads up these schools with all kinds of burdensome regulations, but only gives them like a small portion of their budget every single year, like 6% or something ridiculous like that. So I know that's got to be a frustrating factor to where you don't feel like you're in control of your own classroom. You don't get to decide the curriculum. You don't get to decide what the textbook is. That's all decided at levels above you most of the time.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times it might not even be the local school district that makes that decision. It could be some state-level bureaucrat saying this is what you teach and when.
Right. So if we actually had a free marketplace in education, I think it would be really interesting because you'd start to see a lot of different kinds of schools cropping up. We see a sampling of that in the private market schools out there, like Sudbury schools, where the students are in charge of the school, where the students are basically, it's like an unschool school, essentially.
Right.
You know, anybody that they want to come in to teach them, they actually do the hiring. The students themselves will interview people for the positions and actually, you know, make the decisions about who's going to work there, which is amazing. You know, they decide who the janitor is going to be. I mean, really, they really do run these schools, from what I understand. Of course, there's some other models that have been successful as well. Waldorf School is one of them.
Montessori schools.
Right. So you do see some of the innovation in those areas, but only a fraction, I think, of what we would ultimately see if we were given the opportunity to, you know, to keep the money that we earned, and as you know, parents would then be able to decide where to actually send their kids based on the curriculum that they value. Maybe they value a religious-based curriculum, or maybe they're atheists and they don't want any religion whatsoever in their schools. Maybe they want the school to focus on environmental, you know, taking care of the environment. Maybe they want the school to focus on, you know, different subjects like computers or farming or whatever it is, rather than having, again, this one-size-fits-all, scattershot approach of, well, here's the reading, writing, arithmetic that you need to get along in life, and here's the rules that you need to obey in order to fit into, you know, one of these government-specified corporate roles out there and then retire at age 65, you know, which the current government schools tend to exist to basically make cogs in the system to create worker drones who are likely to get a job and then do everything they can to hold that same job for the rest of their lives until they can finally retire after having a couple kids and some grandchildren and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think if parents were able to choose how they wanted to spend the money that they had decided was appropriate to spend on their child's education, I think what you would see is really specialized schools, like you were saying, your last point, computer schools or art schools or something. Because,
and you'd see prices go down, too.
Oh, yeah. Because people do things with ends in mind, and that's not really what my high school was like. It was just a place to warehouse me for a while.
Housing is.
And learn some basic skills that, I mean, learn a collection of skills that were considered by the Board of Education as basic skills. But, you know, most of them I haven't found much use for.
And then there are some people that would say, well, we don't need to have a full free market in education. We just need to have vouchers. But the problem with a voucher program is then once a school accepts a student with a voucher, the government can step in and say, well, you're receiving taxpayer money, so therefore we get to tell you how to operate, and you can't do the things that you're doing.
And it can come all the way down to, like, you have to have a specific kind of milk in the cafeteria. I mean, they can micromanage and regulate the hell out of schools that are accepting vouchers. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue. You can share your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Live Sunday edition here of Free Talk Live. Our number, 855 453.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Free market healthcare? Well, there isn't really such a thing in the United States, but there is a company that will give you freedom from health insurance. You don't have to go through the Obamacare nonsense. You can go to healthexcellenceselect.com and check out Health Excellence Select. They will give you access to 24-hour access to doctors, no charge, plus a proactive health assessment daily. And a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional that you want. You can check them out over at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, by the way, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price over at healthexcellenceselect.com. We've been talking about the government school system and some of the ways that it fails because it's centralized control over a market, over a service that is being provided, that should be provided by the marketplace, that should be open to competition. And while it technically is, it's not exactly, you know, it's nowhere near a free market because you're forced to subsidize a company that you may not want to do business with, in this case, the school board. So that's why I would say it's pretty fair to call them a monopoly because they are, you know, forcing you to pay their bill whether you're using their service or not. It would be tantamount to you deciding to shop at Target but being forced to go ahead and give Walmart $200 a month anyway, whether you wanted to shop there or not. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. That is, the people who would be buying their education from private schools are forced to additionally subsidize the government school system. So
correct.
It's a mess.
And somehow, you know, because Americans think in this weird binary, if you shop at the dollar store, then you're voting for Walmart, apparently.
Huh?
Well, you know, I get told all the time that because I'm, you know, not voting for Republicans or Democrats, that somehow I'm voting for the other party of whoever. You know, so if it's a Republican and they're like, what do you mean you're voting for a Libertarian? That's a vote for the Democrat.
Gotcha.
And Democrats say the same thing. So, you know, your example of Walmart and Target, if you shop at dollar store, then you're, you know, voting for whichever other store.
Let's talk about economics in one lesson, Chapter 8. It's about spread the work schemes. Johnny Ray, we've been sharing Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt on the last couple months worth of Sunday episodes of Free Talk Live. Daryl, you're kind of a latecomer here because
yes.
Mark was hosting the show on Sundays until he headed down south. But you've been kind of following along with us as well.
Yes.
Some in the audience may be reading it because it's free to read. Economics in One Lesson is available in PDF form. Just search for it on the search Googles and such, and you'll likely find it.
It was written in 1946, which, apropos to the holiday season, is also the year that It's a Wonderful Life came out.
Is that right?
Yeah, so when you read...
Don't think I've ever seen that.
It's a great film. I recommend it. So when you're reading your Economics in One Lesson, you can just imagine the snow coming down in Bedford Falls and
Jimmy
Stewart
running around.
You can imagine the mindset of Hazlitt when he wrote the book.
So this this particular chapter, and most of the book so far, has been about the seen and the unseen. That is, that there are all these schemes that the government supporters out there have that ultimately are, you know, sort of geared at making it look like they're doing something for people, you know, like building a bridge, or in this case, we talked about that a couple chapters ago, but in this case, spread the work schemes, where it makes it look like they're creating jobs.
Also called make people. Work.
Right. And in this case, one example of a spread the work scheme would be to restrict the number of hours that employees can work so as to have a store hire more employees. So it makes it look like there are more jobs when it's actually less efficient to,
right.
you know, to go about doing
it. And
that.
What some governments across the world have done is reduced the number of hours that one becomes a full-time worker. So France, for instance, mm-hmm. several years ago dropped it from full-time is 40 hours to, I think, full-time is 35.
With the idea being that that would qualify more people for health care coverage or something like that, right? Or some sort of benefit, right? Because when you're full-time, there's certain
correct.
Things that come along with that. I'm sure in France, their system's a little different because they've got single-payer health care over there. But that would be the idea, right? You get the benefits
certainly.
Of full-time. Hey, now all of a sudden, everybody with 35 hours is full-time. It sounds great, doesn't
right.
it?
Right, and also it allows the statistics to be manipulated to where previously somebody working 35 hours was a part-time worker,
mm-hmm.
and then, well, only X percent of our people in the workforce are full-time. Well, now
look at all the
full-time
people.
But people aren't working more hours.
Well, right, because one of the things that will happen as a result of that is the companies will be like, okay, well, now we're going to cut people to 30 hours.
Right.
So you have 35 hours, but now that there's this new rule that says that we have to pay you more or give you extra benefits or whatever, well, now you get 5 hours less per week of work. So in point of fact, even though there may be more jobs, people are going to be less happy because they're
correct.
Not taking home as much money. These are some of the things they're discussing, right, Johnny Ray?
Yeah, in the chapter, like you said, it's called Spread the Work Schemes.
Mm-hmm.
Partly I feel like this is a product of the time. Like this is a product of 1946, and a lot of what he's talking about in this chapter are things that we don't really see too much. He talks about... he goes on, he expands what he talked about before with the union feather bedding practices. And I grew up in North Carolina, which is a right-to-work state. We didn't really have a big union presence. Right-to-work laws are not a pro-freedom situation, by the way. But we didn't have unions, really, in North Carolina. Ian, you got a funny look on your
face.
Well,
right to work laws seem to be a response to unions and the amount of control that they've been able to sort of foist
on. Right. So there are some states, Pennsylvania being one of them, where that's what they call a closed shop, to where if a union exists, you must join the union, whether you want to join the union or not.
A right to work situation. My understanding is, if you're in a right-to-work state, that means you are disallowed from opening a union-only shop.
Correct.
Right, and so I think a business owner, if he wants to...
Okay, I didn't realize that was the case. Right. I thought right-to-work was just that the employees can't be forced to unionize.
Correct, which would mean that you, as a business owner, would not be able to force all of your employees to join the union.
See, I didn't think it was that situation. You guys probably know more about this than I do, but I thought it was when a union tries to come into a workplace. So not that if you're the boss, Daryl, of a union shop, and I come to you and I say, well, I want to have a job here, but I don't want to join the union, you can say, well, screw off. This is a union shop. You don't have to work here. That's not forcing the person to join the union. The force would come into play where I'm working for you already at this, you know, restaurant or something like that, and the employees, 30% of them or whatever the required percentage is, vote to form a union, then I am then forced to join the union or quit the job in some places. Right to work would mean that the full
right
employees...
Right to work would mean both of those things.
Both of those things. Okay, got it.
And so, closed shop means the opposite of both of those things.
So then I agree with Johnny Ray that if the right to work forces business owners who want to have a union shop to not to hire people who don't want to be in the union, then I oppose that. But I support the idea that someone who doesn't want to join the union shouldn't be forced to.
Right. And basically right now in the set of circumstances that we have, one of those two things are the option. So either you must join the union, mm-hmm. whether it existed before you got hired or after.
Right.
Or you are not required to join the union, whether it existed before or after.
Got it.
So right now there is no middle
ground.
There's
no freedom choice.
Of you don't get to, you're not forced to join the union if it exists after you're hired.
And that's what you get with government. You often get something where you're forced to jump to one side or the other, and you can't. You can't create your own set of
rules. There is no middle ground here.
Given the choice, I mean, I guess I would support right to work, but
yes.
It's an ugly choice if that's the case. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about Spread the Work schemes. Your calls also welcome. You can take control of the airwaves here. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GZN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, more about economics in one lesson and the spread the work schemes. But we're going to go to your calls and thoughts first. It's Ian with you tonight.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Also, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, it's the holiday shopping season. And your time is running out real fast to get something delivered before Christmas. So if you want to do that, you probably should be ordering, like, right away. I mean, it's going to be a busy shipping week this week. And make sure you get your orders in if you want to get stuff by the weekend. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Canada, and Amazon UK. Whatever it is that you buy through those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So you're going to buy stuff online likely anyway because, well, you're a sensible buyer. I mean, you're not going to go stand around in lines if you don't have to, especially if you can get better deals by just going to shop.freetalklive.com, because it's the same great Amazon prices and huge selection and the reviews and everything you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate links, so Free Talk Live gets a cut. Over at shop.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Bruce in North Carolina. Bruce, how are you listening to the show tonight there? Are you in Asheville?
Yeah, WWNC.
Excellent, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was just talking about the labor unions tonight. Or
you can talk about whatever you want, Bruce.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, I hope you guys are staying warm up there. I heard it's got a little chilly.
Yeah, actually warmed up. It's above freezing today.
Yeah, good for you guys.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Bruce.
Yeah, with all this opiate addiction and overdoses all around, I heard
Well, that's an excellent question. I mean, I don't know how bad it truly is. We haven't had any cars broken into by junkies on our block of Keene, New Hampshire, but there are definitely some junkies in town. I mean, some people have said they found needles, you know, in downtown areas and things like that. And
I think it's worse in, say, Manchester, which is the largest city in the state.
Do you have evidence for it, or is that speculation?
I have heard numbers of overdoses from various places, and there's definitely more of those in Manchester.
Okay. Per capita, though?
I don't have those numbers in front of me right now. I'm just trying to remember what I've heard during various legislative testimony, specifically on allowing Narcan to wind up being used, and also testimony on the 911 immunity bill. That if
Narcan is a drug that can be, I guess, insufflated, that can help stop overdose.
It's an
symptoms.
Opioid receptive blocker.
Yeah.
So if you're overdosing on an opioid, most people, when they OD on an opioid, it is heroin.
Yeah.
But if you're overdosing on an opioid and someone delivers the Narcan to you, and I believe it's generally delivered nasally,
that's right.
It winds up, you know, stopping the overdose long enough to where you can get medical treatment.
Correct.
And
so that's now legal in New Hampshire.
Correct.
And
then there's also the 911 immunity bill that wound up going through, to where if somebody's overdosing and you call 911 and say, my friend just took something and he's overdosing, neither you nor the friend wind up getting arrested.
And that's good legislation. It's but those only address the symptoms of the problem.
Correct.
Not, and the question, Bruce, you had asked was why, right? Why is it that people... If
not
it's true.
Just in North New Hampshire. I mean, all over the country.
Yeah.
It's getting crazy.
Right. And I've done some research on this, and the states that have either decriminalized or legalized cannabis, or even legalized and actually implemented therapeutic use of cannabis, have lower instances of people being addicted to opioids, because there is a less addictive or non-addictive alternative to opiates. And now I understand that, you know, cannabis isn't going to treat everything, but there are certain things, especially certain types of pain, to where cannabis is a much safer alternative to opiates.
My assumption, Bruce, is that it's the prescription of painkillers, what some people might say the overprescription of painkillers, is where the heroin epidemic is coming from.
It definitely gets people hooked.
Uh-huh.
That happens.
Right.
That's how they start.
Again, in the states with therapeutic or medical use of cannabis, depending on what legal term they use, you do see lower rates of people that wind up getting those opiates prescribed to them.
I think you can also... Go ahead, Bruce.
I believe that I'm a 67-year-old veteran from Vietnam, and I have pain issues that I deal with the VA. And I'd say about 10 or 12 years ago, when you come out of minor surgery or something, or for your tooth, you were given like really high doses of ibuprofen or something like that. And then all of a sudden it seemed like the VA changed and started giving out oxycodones.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it got a little, not that I'm against the VA. I mean, I think they're great. But I think that's what happened nationwide, that instead of, you know, letting people deal with it first, they just went right to oxycodone, and I think that's what happened.
Well, I think that is one explanation for why some people are addicted to that particular drug, but I don't think that really strikes at the root of why people are addicted to drugs in general. Whether it's opiates or alcohol, these are both very, very powerful drugs that can really, you know, people can really get lost in the addiction to them. And when you look at studies by that involve Dr. Carl Hart, for instance, I think that can be enlightening, because as he's pointed out, it's not the drugs that are the problem. It's the people in their life circumstances that are the problem. And he did a really interesting study of crack addicts and methamphetamine addicts, where he had them in a clinical hospital environment. And these are people who were, you know, daily, hard, heavy users of these drugs. definite addicts, right? He brings them in, gives them the choice between $20 or a nice big rock of pure crack cocaine, or the equivalent of the pure methamphetamine. And they got to choose one or the other. Now, if they chose the $20, they would not get the $20 right then. They would get it 3 weeks later after the study had ended. So they were in this hospital for a number of weeks. And so what he found was that given the choice of something good down the road versus an immediate high, even these addicts made the rational choice of accepting the $20 down the road. Now, he found that if it was $5, many of them would choose the crack cocaine. But if it was, you know, there's a certain magic number that would have allowed people to most likely choose the cash rather than the drugs.
And there have been similar studies with just, you know, regular people to try to figure out if people, you know, want the satisfaction now or a little bit more satisfaction later. So there was a famous study called the marshmallow study, to where they asked children, do you want one marshmallow now or do you want two marshmallows in an hour or, you know, some other amount of time? And
I think of this study often because I think that I would have failed. I think that
I would have taken
the marshmallow now.
Well, it's not a pass-fail. It's just, you know, trying to figure out what percentage of people would rather have satisfaction now or a little bit more later.
The difference here, though, Daryl, is that we're talking about people who are addicts, right? Like, I guess you could argue that children are sugar addicts, but you know, it's a little more. People would believe that, you know, methamphetamine and crack cocaine addiction.
Right. I'm just saying it's not the only study that's ever been done on instant gratification.
Sure, but this was also about drug addiction. In addition to
correct.
That, and so the question is, what's the real reason that people are addicted to drugs? Is it because of the drugs, or is it because their life circumstances are such that they're looking for an escape? And that's ultimately what Dr. Carl Hart's conclusion was that these are people who have nothing to look forward to in life. These are people, they're not happy with their circumstances. They may not have a great job. They might not have any job. You know, they may not have anything on the horizon that's exciting to them or making life interesting or worth living for. And so they're living for the next high. And so that's what, you know, his conclusions were out of this. And so to go back around to your question, Bruce, and that is that why are people addicted to these things? They're not happy. These are people who are not happy with their lives, and they're trying to escape. And that's whether they're using alcohol on a nightly basis and getting S-faced, or whether they're smoking crack cocaine multiple times a day or whatever. These all are problems that stem from the same root cause. I would recommend Dr. Carl Hart. Check him out online. And thanks for the call, Bruce. I appreciate it. It's an important discussion to have. And if you want to add into it with your opinion, you're welcome to join us here as we roll into hour number three. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Join us here. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You you haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.